Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Today is the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am very happy to welcome all of you, our blog talkers, our Facebookers. I'm trying not to go into a coughing gag here.
No, I'll do it for you.
And we're waiting to see what the weather's going to do.
Well, we know what it's going to do for us.
Now they're talking maybe flooding. So.
No, we live at sea level. If God sneezes, it floods here. So, I mean, it's not a big deal.
So, anyway, we're glad to have you with us. Hopefully you'll get, in the queue for readings, because if they come in later, we run out of time. So we hope that you'll get online quickest.
True that.
Yes. So I'm going to remind everyone, we're only using ordinary playing cards for the readings. During this show, it's how my grandmother taught me. Also, I will be, bear in mind, it's not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other wonderful systems that I know are out there. Personal prophecy belongs to itself. And I will be using a full 24-card layout with each of our callers. Those of you who are watching on the as we are live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, you get to see as I do these layouts, just to know what they look like, I guess. And it's a way I prefer. Others will just take a few cards out randomly. I prefer to use the full official layout for your readings. It gives me a chance to see the lay of the land in terms of your life. So I wanted you all to know that. And I'm going to be introducing Jim here in a moment. Jimbo is online checking our comms with Blog Talk Radio to make sure we are actually broadcasting. So how are we doing? Yep, we're good to go?
Yep.
All right, well, Jimbo, take it away.
I'll check that. All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our opening disclaimer. I have to give that to everybody and everybody.
Well, just so, do you ever explain why? I mean, so people don't expect, amazing things to suddenly happen or to feel like anything that's negative that comes through in the cards.
Yeah, I just don't always
locked in.
I don't always feel like explaining it, because then our intro is going to be one third of the show.
Yeah, okay.
That's the problem.
Gotcha.
So we put it out there. If anybody ever has any questions about anything that we say at the beginning, ask us. You ask us in the room. Say, what does that mean, that disclaimer? Or tell me more about the cards and stuff like that. Feel free to ask us. It doesn't always have to be. You can ask us questions if it's your reading time. I don't know. It's your call.
Yeah.
Right? Your time. You do what you want with it. Also, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out, like we're going to give to Laura and Jeanette from Canada.
Yay, Canada.
Ooh,
how come you always sing it like that? Is that how they do it?
That's the national anthem.
Yeah, but you make it sound like you're like about 102.
Typically, the way I like it the most is when it's a guy with a deep voice singing it, like at hockey games.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women, all different, like that. Our national anthem, all people different things with different tones. I like the deep version.
Okay.
That's what I prefer after watching, like, thousands of years of hockey. Okay. Okay, so international show, we've got that covered. Ah, the thing we got to cover is the important stuff, because it's a call-in show, mainly, but not always, 100%. 515-602-9676, I should say not primarily. Well, it is primarily a call-in show, but it's not the only way. Call that number, get in the queue, or you can Skype. We get Skypers. Get in the queue, I just tested it. It's going to say, hey, you get to listen to the show while you wait. And you do get to listen to the show while you wait. If you don't hear a show and you think you're waiting, you're probably not. You should have to call right back. Anyway, when we actually go pick you live, because we take them in the order we see them, you know, it's all good. Please do the following. If you legally and safely can, that's another basically a disclaimer there. I got to say legally and safely because we can't get blamed if you. Well, this time to go and take speakerphone off and I got in the wreck. No, that's not what we want. That is one first thing we'd like you to do is kill speakerphone and Bluetooth. Get rid of your background noise, all the other stuff, because when you're on hold, you're doing life. You're trying to keep life going while you're waiting on hold, doing stuff that's got to get done. But we take you live. We'd like you to shut all that down, the sounds, the things you're doing, multitasking.
Great.
Perfect world. You're at your house. I got a nice, very quiet spot. Comfy, and it's got great cell phone reception. That's the perfect thing. And that's because your phone call goes through the cell phone world, which that is what it is by itself. That goes to Blog Talk's computer, to internet, to our computers, and all these speakers. And there's a degradation of the quality of sound. And it can make sometimes tougher to hear your name questions and other various communication problems do occur. Hey, Judy's here too. Judy.
Hello, Judy.
Let's see how. Oh, but we will also open the floor occasionally to the Facebook folks that would like to do an audio or video messenger call to us and get you reading that way. Some people, if you're international, that's going to be the cheapest bet because you already got internet. Even if you're domestic, some people just can't use the phone for one reason or another. It happens. But the keys are, because there's more than one, first of all, you will be doing the messenger thing to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. You must be friends with Deborah Lee. And you will only do that when we open the floor and officially say we're taking messenger calls now. But we're not right now. So that's then don't do it any other time because we have to hang up on it. There's no hold system. That's just the way it is. Life can be cruel like that sometimes. That is the sound of harps. It's an angel transition, literally, because you're transitioning from your free intuitive card reading with Deborah and to a one single healing, tonight's healing angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. So please, when you have the harps, respect the harps. Don't keep asking questions and stuff like that. Please respect it, because you're basically cutting in somebody else's time. Let's try to get as many people as we can on a free show. If you would like to not have a harp shut you down, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com's website and arrange for a private reading. Then you have no harps, and all you got's a clock, and that's whatever time you arrange, she's all yours. So that's what we recommend. All right, let's see here. We're getting ready to go take some callers, Deb.
I think we are.
I think the show must go on. I just want to make sure I got them lined up here, and I do. We go on to our voice caller, which is area code 520 in Arizona.
Well, hello there, Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is Lisa.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes,
what?
Lisa. And guess what? I talked to this guy yesterday. He lives across the street from where we live. Me and my neighbor, my other neighbor. And I was talking to him about his property. I was asking when he bought it because I had been in there many years ago. And I was just wondering when he bought it. And I was telling him that. And I said, well, you know, my neighbor Dan, I didn't tell him he was gay. I just said, you guys, that guy I was talking to, his name's Miles. I said, you guys should start walking together. I see you walking every morning. I know he's looking for a walking partner. So guess what happened? We said goodbye. And then this morning he called me, Miles. And I said, oh, okay, hold on. I just got off the phone with Dan. And so then I called Dan. I said, go outside. He's going to start his walk. Go out there and you can meet him. Then you guys can walk together. He said, oh, I can't do that. I'm in my pajamas and I said, okay, well, let me tell Miles. So I called Miles back, and I said, well, it'll have to be another time. Anyway, he said, I'll do that sometime. He said, but I really want to talk to you. And I said, oh, okay, well, and I was out of town. And he said, what time are you coming back? He said, my walk finishes in 47 minutes. That throws me. I don't like anyone like that, you know, that's that precise. And he said, I want to talk to you right after the walk. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I got back, called him. He said, well, you know, I forget exactly what he asked me. And we're all the same age. All of us are the same age. And so said something, and then I said, oh, yeah, I had some other stuff to do. I just lost my significant other. I'm not into dating. And he said, well, when I get back from my Christmas dinner thing to Louisiana, he said, I'll call you and we'll go to breakfast. And I said, well, we'll all have coffee. I said, well, I'll invite us all for coffee at my porch. And he said, well, we can do that, but I'll call you for breakfast. And then he hung up. And then I thought, well, Deborah, can you ask the cards what kind of guy is this? His wife committed suicide. He was married for 34 years, and his wife committed suicide three years ago. But he's a very established business person, and he's in properties. And I don't want to get into anything dangerous, and I'm not even really looking like that kind of guy. He's not really my cup of tea, but he's kind of pushy. And then I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, I don't know.
That did seem pushy, but it's a good question. And a good place to go is to the cards, right, Deb?
Absolutely.
On something like this?
Yep.
Yeah, because you don't know. Like you said, the pushiness, you don't know if that's a bad sign or a good sign.
And I did tell him about a group of women. I said, there are a group of women that are a group support that I checked out. And I said, you should go check that one out, that group. And he said, no, I tried dating. I said, they're not dating, and they're really great women. And I told him where it was. I can give him the address. I said, I'm just not really into dating. And because I was a little put off by some of the stuff that he was saying, but anyway, I want to ask the cards, Deb, what the cards say about this thing.
Good question. What you got, Deb? Ooh, the cards are down.
Yeah, and it's a good question for you to ask.
Because?
He's problematic, let's put it that way. He's very attracted to you, but he is really a pesty, argumentative kind of guy.
I think she kind of got that feeling a little bit. Yeah.
And, you know, the feeling I get is that his wife might have just gotten really sick of him.
Yeah, you can't blame him totally necessarily, but he might have pushed somebody that was already a little sick over the edge.
Yeah, I think he's very narcissistic.
Okay, well, that's off limits. And so,
Don't start with him to anything you're not going to finish, because breakfast to him is a date.
It's like a commitment. You just started a commitment process.
And I'm glad you said no.
Yeah, just keep it with groups of people.
Yeah, you could always say, I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah, wanted to have coffee.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, but, and he was trying to, probably makes him a good businessman that he doesn't like to take no for an answer, but that doesn't work well in personal relationships.
No, I don't think you need to attract this guy. I think he's going to be pesty, and he's going to think of you as being his.
Property.
Yeah.
Yep, property, because he is into real estate, right?
Is he?
I think she said that or some kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, he comes from New York. He's rented a lot of properties. He had rentals, and he sold them all. Came out here, bought this property, renting two of the things out, and then he lives in one, and he sounds really like he's doing okay. You know, like he's just, I mean, he keeps talking about that in that way, and I'm not, and I said, oh, remember we talked about that yesterday, I told him at one point, because he was repeating something, and and then I just thought, you know, I don't know. He didn't even ask me how I was spending Christmas, you know, so that was like a telltale sign. So it goes along with what you're saying.
Deb did say the cards showed him being narcissistic a little bit. And that would be that telltale sign where they don't really ask about you.
Right. Yeah. It'll be all about him.
What you can do for him. Yeah.
So I think it's really beneficial that you've asked for this.
Yeah, that's a great question. I hope others out there would see that this is one of the big benefits of this. Before you get into something, you can get a flavor of it, you know?
It's amazing how these cards just know like what you're stepping into, really.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah.
She was wise to ask the question.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully you won't have to get very super direct with him.
Well, she probably won't now because she knows not to really cross that line.
Yeah, like I'm busy, I don't have time kind of thing. I called my neighbor and I told him after I talked to this guy, I said, well, this is the lowdown. And he said to me, you know, the next time, if there is the next time you see him, he said, I'll be there. And we'll just, I'll figure out something else. I'll just not be available at all.
Yeah, and you really were telling him you're not into dating, right?
Yeah, and I said that, absolute. And then I said, you know, there's a group of women that are very nice. It's a group support group. Most of them have lost their spouses, and I said, why don't you go there? I said, you'd find a really, you know, you have a commonality and they're very nice. And I said, I'll give you the address and you can go. And he says, oh, I've tried dating groups and I'm not, you know, whatever.
Well, Lisa, the cards that I was seeing were indicating an attraction actually physically based. So I think he's looking for a, what do we call it?
He's looking for a play
tag. A fuck buddy? You know, another thing he said, which I felt really weird. He said, I'm looking for female companionship. And I thought, calling me a female, I mean, that sounds so distant and so institutionalized.
Yeah, it sounds very clinical.
Yeah.
Is he semi-good looking?
She said was.
He wouldn't run screaming in the other direction. Yeah, kind of average. I just want to be friends with the whole planet. You know, that's my thing. You know, I'm just friendly with everyone. And
the reason I ask is because I think you should recommend to him that he goes to Bumble.com. It's a free Bumble. Tell him the ladies will pick you there. And he can put right in his little profile, seeking female companionship.
But you know what he's going to say, because she already suggested a group thing once. He's going to say, I've already tried all the
things. It's not a group. I think he's looking for, like she said, an F buddy.
Yeah, but he said, in theory, he said he's tried dating sites.
I thought he said he wasn't into dating. Tried dating.
He said, I've tried the dating line. What do you call that? Online dating. He said, it doesn't work for me. That's what he said.
And he knows everything about himself.
So it's probably you were picked out. He wants you to feel sorry for him. And then hand over the goods.
Yeah, just tell him he can put some soft music on and get a blow-up doll. Put a wig on it.
They have better dolls now. They make those ones that are so lifelike. And they... Yes.
How do you know, Deborah Lee?
I have to do research for the show.
And do you do, like, field work on that research?
No, but if you go looking, they can talk.
You know, Steve Martin was on YouTube, and he was talking about his friend, Martin Short, and he said he has a new girlfriend, and she's so real-looking.
Yeah, Steve Martin still has it. That's pretty funny.
That's good. That's good.
That's awesome. Yes, that is actually, and Martin Short's got a sense of humor, so I bet he would laugh if he was there. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. The subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul it will come to be. If only it was always worked. But, I mean, you got to try. You got to try it.
I think it's good.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always.
We always end up laughing together before the call is over.
I like it. So take care. Watch out for miles.
Hey, that laughing and humor is the best medicine on the planet.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you from going nuts. All right. Take care.
Yep, hon. Take care. Lots of love and hugs.
Yep. So you're a field researcher on blow-up dolls. Okay.
And you know,
everybody's got a hobby and you ain't breaking any laws, so you have at it, girl.
No, and their dimensions are very lifelike, all of the reviews say about these women.
Oh, wait. All the reviews of all the people on Facebook.
No, not Facebook.
I'm saying the ones that can see me doing the air quotes.
You know what, though? They have
research.
I forget what they're called. There's if you start looking for, I'm trying to think of what you'd call them. Like,
I guess.
Artificial.
I guess it depends. I guess the girl dolls were called, like, Fuck Me Betty dolls, and I don't know. What were the guy dolls called? Blow Me Bob dolls or something? I don't know. Maybe they put the little blow-up thing right on their little weenie. Probably they did. Remember airplane?
Yeah.
Remember the autopilot was the blow-up thing, and then it started, and that's where the chick had to go down there and blow the autopilot back up, and then later on it showed the little thing smoking a cigarette smiling a little bit. God, I love that movie. Classic. So many people that have never seen it because it was a 70s movie.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You know, it doesn't have CGI and Marvel Comics stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
But no, I'm serious. They run about $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, you got problems.
But they come with outfits. And
I'd get a high-class hooker if I was going to pay less than that.
Well, this one you can keep in the closet.
Maybe you don't want to keep it in the closet. I don't know. But you know what?
What?
Who's going to do the maintenance on that son of a bitch?
Well, it pops out and you go wash it.
That doesn't sound fun. Doesn't sound like I like the maintenance on that.
Well.
Of course, you know what?
What?
Probably a lot less maintenance than a real chick. Okay. Woo, doggy.
Oh, too bad Mike isn't here.
He rolls. You never know when he rolls in. Yeah. He will roll in.
But you and him would be at it.
All right, here we go. Let's keep on keeping. We're going to go to area code 828. Our neighbor to the south. North Carolina 828, I believe. Is this Jessica?
Yes, this is Jessica.
Liz and Keith. Welcome. I saw it. She was like first in Facebook that I saw. So
hello, Jessica. How are you doing this wonderful evening?
Just wunderbar.
I'm doing all right, other than stressed with some income. That's why I wanted a reading on me and Bob.
And Bob is your significant.
Bob is the other person I'm seeing. He's not finalized. But he's divorced yet. But I've been trying to explain to him. I've been trying to explain to him how my income works. My income does not flow like a guarantee. It's not guaranteed every month.
Sure.
So I'm running behind on some of my bills because of him, and I'm hoping that maybe he'll man up, you know, that or he can tell choice he has to leave. Yes, because I can't. I got a child in the household. I can't be behind bills.
Yeah. You have a child. What?
I know she has.
Do you live with him or no?
You guys are living under the
same
roof?
No, he does not live with me. He still lives with the wifey.
That's right. It takes us a while because we talk to so many people.
Yeah,
I believe she is aware. I believe she's aware of me.
Supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah, he could. Because all I know, she filed for a divorce with him. Like this year, at some point.
So she initiated the divorce.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes a difference.
All right, it does, and maybe
does.
he, you know, a lot of people are staying to get living
they
situations.
Can't, because money's so tough, nobody can go get, you know, get under another roof on their own.
So you want to know if he'll help you out financially?
Yes, I would like to know about that, because, I mean, I got him to help me pay for some stuff recently, but he got to understand my electric bill, my water bill, my rent, all that due at one time.
Yeah,
and if I got one, and that rent, my electric usually hits me in the 10th of the month. So I have to have that paid before the next month. So I make sure I don't have anything else hitting me, you know, for the next month.
Otherwise, it starts snowballing. Hey,
see, that's what I've been trying to tell him. That's what I've been trying to explain to him.
We need you, Mike.
Mike's here.
Jessica.
Yeah,
question.
Go ahead. Back to Jessica.
How old is your child?
She's 8.
So are you receiving benefits or any child support?
I get child support, but I do not get no food stamps or nothing like that. So I'm paying by myself, which I've explained that to him dozens of times. I don't get handouts right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, also,
life is not handout.
In the UK.
Not a handout, so I can't, you know, I'm not depending on that right now. I'm depending on me to make sure I have everything in line, like I'm supposed to have every month.
Right.
Let me ask you, have you two discussed, because I'm asking pertaining to what's in the cards, have you two discussed possibly sharing a place together, the two of you?
We talked about it, but it's not in the current view because he's still not finalized his divorce.
Oh, well,
until that happens, I'm not talking about moving with him just yet.
Sure, yeah, that would be, you got to take one step at a time. That is
a
true statement.
Well, he needs to get that thing finalized.
Yes.
If it's an amicable divorce, it should not be super expensive.
Do they have children together?
They are grown.
Oh, they're above
they're over age.
They're not dependent. Okay, that's not a reason then for them not to. Okay.
So I really think though, at some future point, the two of you are going to make a home together. There really is love here. The man loves you. I'll tell you what his biggest fear is though, and this
what?
Is. Some of you guys are going to get a kick out of this.
No, Lord Jesus.
His biggest fear is that you are so wonderful now, but in a committed living together situation, married, all of that, that you may transform into the shrew.
And that's a two-way street when it comes to people shacking up. Everybody's on their best little behavior, like they're doing a job interview. Then when they get together, like, all right, my honeymoon's over. Now I'm just going to sit here and park and,
men do.
And then you chicks start.
And see, that's one thing I've been trying to explain to him, too, that, I'm trying to work, try to survive. Well, you on retirement. How about you do something while you're on retirement? If you want to be with me, I have to have a man with something, a lot of that attraction deal. I got to have a man with some money. A man with no money, really, I do not usually keep those type of man. Not for long.
The word retirement, right?
Yes.
So when you say, is it like a real retirement or he's getting retirement
he has money? He's been getting retirement for years. He's been retired from freelancing, which I don't know how much he gets.
Whoa, from freelancing?
Yeah. If he's on a real retirement plan, that he will end up sharing with her unless she signs off.
Yeah, and plus freelancing, that might not even be a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking that too, but, he has to understand, you're putting me behind $500.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of money being behind on.
And
I'm at the end of the month, and I don't even have no money to put on my bills I'm supposed to put on during this month, so next month comes around. I only have to worry about 3 or 4 bills, not a total of 6 out of one time.
Yeah, well, back to the question, do you see this money. This guy's starting to kick in some cash.
I don't
know that he has any.
Well, it may not happen till the first of the new year.
But
I think that if he would contribute what he could.
Yeah, well, if he could. See, that just doesn't want to could.
Well, Christmas is a funky time.
She doesn't want a guy that, well, I sure wish I could. She doesn't want that.
Well, then,
yeah, I want someone that's going to be a guarantee.
Of course.
And like, I don't do cards. There's no intuition here. But I look at it like I'm a detective when there's clues. The fact that he's still with the wife, I bet that's a financial reason on that.
No doubt.
That's I'm thinking that, too.
Which means his wallet is not real. That means his wallet is not real fat. Is what that means in my book, but I don't have cards.
That's true because he isn't paying child support.
Yep, he would have already said, you know what?
No. He don't. Like I said, his children are adults. They're grown. He don't have no little kids. I have a little kid.
Jessica,
proceed with caution.
Yeah, it seems your cards indicate that if he isn't going to be a contributing member in this relationship,
right,
that you might have to show him the door.
You might have to say, hey, you know what?
Because I thought about doing that because, I mean, he wasn't contributing earlier in the game when I really needed him to. Now we get into the end of the month. I need the money to pay my bills on time.
Life is life. Life is not like this Lifetime Network fairy bullcrap unicorn love story anymore. You got shit.
You know, I've been trying to tell him this. My money doesn't flow like everybody else's here does.
Maybe,
get it, it comes, and goes out the door.
Maybe cut him off on some sugar there.
You might need to say
that's
no.
I've done that. I've actually have been doing that recently. I've already been cutting back with sugar with him.
When he comes in here,
he lays in the bed by himself. I will not do what he tells me to do because you got to understand, I pay the bills in this house, though.
Why is he coming into your house?
To see her.
But if he can't even get a divorce, maybe you need to say, you know, I don't think we should continue.
And I can tell her, that's what I've been trying to tell him. I told him the other day, you can't force a child to change if you are not willing to change.
I would say, you know what? You got to make some life choices, and I don't think you should enter my domain anymore until you make those changes. If you want to go out and have coffee or something, that's fine, but I don't think you should come over for anything.
Well, especially if he comes in and he lays in the
bed. Yeah, he lays around and just wants to bang and just lay around and stuff. Say, nah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I can't lay in the bed like that because that screws me over $1,000 if I have a client that willing enough to be with me for an hour.
That's right.
I mean, I can't do that. That's, you know, my clients don't come to me unless they got calling for me. You know, that's what they would say. God gives you what you need. And he's telling me this about God, but I'm like literally trying to tell him that's who I work for.
Right.
I really do. And you take away from God's child. What you expecting? You're expecting good come out of that. No.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Jessica, stand by for your you got multiple cards because one fell on the floor. We're going to play the game. The first card I drew for you, the healing card, is subject of faith. It says, do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
Yeah.
And the card that Deb actually saw it was like flying through the air when I was trying to catch it. It says, precious gift is the card that was flying. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important.
Exactly. And I really
see
that. You're going to get things really sorted out.
Yeah, trust your gut.
In the new year.
Trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to the new year, though. I got bills that's going to hit me. I got three or four before this month is even done that it's going to hit me before that even we hit the new year rock.
Well, it doesn't sound like this guy's going to help you.
Well, the card said it would do what he could.
Oh, do what he could means, that's like my 7-year-old.
Good what he could means. Tina, turn that down.
All right, we got a rock.
That to me sounds like whatever he actually has.
Which could be pennies.
That could be anything.
That's what he's got. That's what he's bringing to the show. Then you got to decide.
Sounds like maybe it's time for a break, Jessica. Yeah. Otherwise,
I can't.
He doesn't sound like he's motivated to do anything different.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep trying to tell him when he's here, you know, you.
Like,
I'm
you
on the show
be-
in my own house. I'm behind on everything. I'm like, I'm literally home. I'm behind and everything
being the not so sensitive person that I am all the time, I would kick him to the curb, maybe not forever, and say, hey, we're
yeah,
done.
But you're not in my position, Jim. You're not in my position, Jim.
It doesn't matter. If you're kicking a deadbeat to the curb, you're not going to be any different if he's a deadbeat in your house. If he's not going to contribute.
I know. I get that. But
right.
He promised. He made promises when he came to me.
Yeah.
So he needs to, either he does what he says or he goes. And I've already been on with him about this throughout this month. I said, told him, Christmas month is not my money-making month.
It's the 21st.
Yeah.
The month is almost over.
Well,
your
own child.
This whole month has been really rocky. And I already know January is going to be the same way.
Yeah, December's can be rough because of all the other stuff going on, and bills have a hard time getting paid.
Yeah.
All right.
Wish you luck
and check back in with us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear how this goes for the two of you.
Me too.
Yep. Man, lay it down. Hey, dude, you made promises. It's time to pony up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Or get on your little tricycle and pedal away.
Yeah. I agree.
We know the bills don't care about our situation, so we sympathize and empathize with you.
Yeah, that's what I try to do when I pay myself. I try to sympathize as much as I can.
Well, good luck to you, Jessica. Thank you, she was here right off the bat.
Call us again.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. It was awesome that you were here so early. Thank you so much for being patient.
Yes. Take care, hon.
You
take
too.
Care.
Thank you.
And Godspeed.
Yeah, it's hard when, you know, we don't really have any substantial, solutions, suggestions.
Yeah, Jeanette was saying, yeah, it's time to cut them loose.
She's in a relationship that
is
very typical.
Sometimes those promises have another word that can be used, and sometimes they're lies. Well, they never should. A promise should never be a lie, but we know how relationships are.
I'm wondering what kind of work she does.
Kind of like us and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's kind of in the same metaphysical field, the big picture stuff.
I see.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Good to see you, Mike.
Yeah.
We had folks in here. Yeah, we have lots of folks. Judy says it's snowing as we speak.
I watched the AccuWeather this afternoon, and they were zeroed in on where you are. Saying, yeah, you got more inches coming.
Oh, she says it's snowing out big time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I love snow. I love snow. I miss it.
Yeah, you love shoveling it. You love driving
it.
I
will deal with the bullshit. I love it so much.
Because you've been a Virginian for a very long time.
No, it's because I really, the Minnesotan in me. We played ice hockey as kids. I went out skiing and I got bored and we had to live all the property and live it out in the country, go to cross country skiing, cross country up a hill, then ski down. I mean, it's just stuff you can do in the winter. Everybody sounds like you got to stay inside. All right, open up the Florida Messenger, folks. Video or audio to Deborah Lee. Do not do that to the Second Level Doctor Show. You must be friends with Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
We're opening the window. We got another caller. Do not fret other caller. We have you on the list. We are going to get to you. It's still a lot of show left. But we know we got many international folks, and we would like to give them the opportunity to get a live free reading. And it's a lot better. The typing thing is way last resort. That's so slow, all the 20, 30-second delay. There's no reason you guys can't. Even if you're not friends with Deborah Lee, you can look her up on Facebook. There'll be 1,000 of them that pop up. Well, not 1,000. There's a bunch of them. But there's only two with her picture, and you just send friend request to both.
I would love to know for Mike.
And then tell us.
How did the ambulance strike go?
I don't know if that happened yet. I think it was
coming. Oh, it hasn't happened yet?
Well, he'll tell us. I thought it was coming soon to a theater near you. You know, I didn't think it was happening yet. Well, it's never – you already know how it's going to go. there's only one way it would go. It would be badly. It can't go good. You know, that's like saying, oh, the fire department's on strike. Well, how is that going to go? Guess what? That would be bad.
Yeah. Maybe they should all get paid what they deserve to be paid.
Yeah, but then
you know?
We're humans. Every time you get paid what you deserve, then it's like, after a few years, I think I deserve more. But the money's got to come from somewhere, right?
The Minnesota nurses were talking about another strike.
Yeah, we all want to get paid more. We do.
Yes, darn it, we do.
But this isn't La La Land. This isn't freaking the Wizard of Oz and all these little midgets walk around with lollipops and stuff. It's life. Life is a bitch. Life is hard. John Wayne said life is tough, and it's even tougher if you're stupid. You know, and that, you gotta think about it, that means a lot. All right. The messenger window is coming. It's coming to a close.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to our next caller, which is area code 775, which I always say is Nevada. 775.
Oh, okay, yes.
Hello, 775. Oh, wait, I guess. Oh, you got to click it twice. I'm sorry about that. Try again. Now you are off mute. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Thank you both. This is Wendy from California. And PG&E bills in California are going sky high. And I hope my sister keeps her medical transcription job. And I hope until I qualify for the long-term care insurance, will my sister and I be able to financially pay all our bills?
Good question.
I guess that's what she would like to ask. It's a good question for the cards.
And remember now, all of you, when I'm giving you these readings about your circumstances, the cards are looking at them from where you are currently standing. Okay, that still leaves a lot of wiggle room for other solutions.
And didn't you say also when people are really, really fretting and kind of gloom and doom, doesn't that kind of carry over into the card reading?
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're like, oh my God, how the finances are doing, and in your heart, and you're kind of pushing out, we're sinking. I don't know if we're going to recover. Then you might get a little bit in your card reading. But she wasn't like that. But that's for other people that ask the question.
Yeah, true.
If you want to ask it if you can, like a detective without no emotion, which we all have emotion.
Well, right. You have to sort of put yourself in a of a more positive.
Almost
place.
Positive or at least neutral.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to sound, because a lot of times, and because we're humans, and when we ask these questions, we feel so much despair that it will carry over into the reading a little bit.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Deb told me this before, and it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
That was a couple weeks ago. Somebody was giving you a reading, a live 101 reading. Now, she doesn't tell me anything about the person because it's confidential. She just told me that one thing about the reading. This person was very negative and very in despair. And
yeah.
Kind of influenced her reading.
Very, very much so it did. I personally am not seeing that you will not be able to make ends meet, you and your sister. It just looks like it'll be a bit of a struggle and a worry, which I think we all can relate to.
There might be some creative financing they may have to do.
I just think that they can persevere.
Oh, they can.
And,
they can. I
thought
it was a little
bit rough. Try to stay in a nice, positive, you know, frame of mind, that things will get better and something's got to break at some point. You know, it's like we go so far with all of this stuff that.
Yep. It's like they say, no storm lasts forever. Eventually the sun does come back out and shine.
Yeah, it does. So I know that I can sit here, but you know, remember,
right.
Jim and I aren't dancing down easy street either.
Negative Ghost Rider.
We have our issues.
Yep.
Financially.
The bills don't skip our house. They do not.
No, and I'll tell you, quite honestly, and a lot of small business owners out there would be in agreement with me on this. Since the quarantine or the pandemic, really, our businesses have kind of really fallen like off a cliff. because people need to pay for their, yeah, you know, their own sustenance.
And then when we had the big issue where the fuel prices blew up, that trickled down to all of our goods. It trickled down to our power bills. So basically everything blew up.
So, yeah, so we figured what we would do instead of waiting for, you know, clients to come in, even my regulars are very...
We would just stake out some banks and rob them.
What we would do is do these shows every day so that at least people can benefit from the insight.
Yeah.
You know, I don't expect anyone to hire me who can't pay their own bills. You know,
but
it's tough.
It is. I understand. So the answer to her question is, they will make ends meet, but it's going to be like, real tight, right, for a little bit?
Yes. Lots of economizing there, Wendy. And think of all the creative ways.
Sure.
Back when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
That our families and our parents and aunts and uncles, I mean, they were all finding ways to keep, you know, the family going. I ran into online a 1930s
hilarious. I like it.
A cookbook that was from during the Depression. And the recipes in there are some that are, like, famous today. Of recipes.
Well, food-wise, you can't eat cheap.
You can't.
You can eat really cheap now. Other stuff you have no control over is power bills and stuff like that. All you can do is minimize the usage. Now, every state is different.
Yeah.
Our state, they will work with you on utility bills, water bill, power bill. They'll work with you. Even a cell phone bill company will be
as long as you don't ignore them.
Hey, let's come up with, give us a plan and we'll go with it. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of them are pretty cool. Some states are not like that. Some of those states, those utility bills, or like freaking Gestapo.
And California may be one.
There's a few of them like that where the utility companies, they're like, holy crap, here comes the Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but or KGB or something like that.
I really think you're going to make it through. And better days, are coming.
And my sister will keep her employment. She does medical transcription at home. She'll keep her job.
I'm not seeing a break in her employment.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead, Jim.
I have a question for you. I'm kind of curious why you asked that. Did you think that there was trouble in her employment?
Well, yeah. About 6 months ago, she informed me that she just couldn't tolerate doing her job anymore. I think it was a lot of stress. And then she was selling things, some beautiful items that she created online. She's very, very talented. And then she called that company she was working for, and they opened the door wide. She's very meticulous, very smart. She always does beautiful work, but I think it's stressful. So they gave her back her job on a silver platter because she's so good.
Nice.
And she let me know today. She sent me an email regarding the PG&E bill and that she's going to have trouble paying it. And I understand that, but I don't have a lot of money myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just worried. So that's what's behind this question.
Sure. And I would it's her bill. She needs to reach out to them and just let them know her status. Let them know, I'm getting my job back and work something out with them. I can't speak for your guy. Our utilities would work with you.
She works very hard. She really does. But this alarmed me because on top of my COVID and my insurance and everything else, it was a little overwhelming. So I know it's a different question for me. But it caused me to be worried, and I love my sister. I'm so thankful for her, and I want us to make ends meet.
Sure.
And in California, the utilities and AT&T are not gentle.
they,
They want their money and they want it yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we have budget billing out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of options
where
out here,
we can set it up that we only pay so much per month.
Our state in Virginia, our Commonwealth, they have a lot of oversight over the power company.
Yeah, they do.
They don't let them get away with crap. There's sometimes they audit them. Every 2-3 years I get checks back because they overbilled us. So they get audited. They control them. So, but every state's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well.
Okay, real quick. Archangel Sandalphon, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Oh, I so hope so for you, Wendy.
Yeah. But she's got a lot on her plate and she didn't want any more stuff lumped on her plate. Right. Yep. We understand.
Well, thank you. And what was the saint's name again, please?
Sandalphon.
How do you spell that?
Sandal.
Yeah.
Sandalphon, I believe. I just randomly, I think, stuck it back in the middle of the deck.
Sandalphon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And trying to live as stress-free as possible. I'm worried about damage to my liver because I took Paxlovid, but I asked the nurse at Kaiser, and she said, well, unless you had troubles before, you're probably okay. And so I'm asking for a test on it, and they're acting like, well, why do you need a test? And I said, to make sure it's not damaged from that medication I took. But
One thing about the liver that is the most unique thing of the organs, it regenerates and heals itself.
Yes, and milk thistle supplements are really good.
It's like
good
the only
for
organ we have, basically. I shouldn't say the only one, but when people have liver transplants, you can do partials. Like I've known a son to give his mom part of his liver because the liver will regenerate itself if it's treated right. But still, I mean, if you have...
Well, I've always had a very healthy liver, and it's a horrible thing for there to be a decision to take a dangerous drug to save your life, but then you're risking damage to your organs. And right now at this minute, I'm feeling a tiny bit stronger. It's just, you're right. I've got a lot on my plate with the insurance. And now I'm worried about my sister's ability to meet her end, and it's not her fault. And everything, but you encouraged me by what you just told me. I did not know that about the liver, but hopefully my liver is fine.
Well, I mean, and if you don't have a lot of it could be family history, a lot of it could be how you treated it. You know, like I exercised my liver quite a bit my whole life, as far as I say exercise, but you know, I've not treated my liver too well, but then I take supplements for it. I've been tested for it.
Yeah.
You know, so. But it will regenerate. That's the most wonderful thing about it.
Okay, well, that's good news. And also on top of everything else, I've got this apartment inspection that every apartment is going through. And because I'm so sick, there's no way I can scrub a floor or a bathtub. But to me, it looks fine. So the inspection will probably be, if not this week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. But I think you all said don't worry about it.
And
there'll be no notices or anything. Everything will be fine.
They're not looking for normal daily.
They're not
looking for punched in walls.
This isn't like I'm leaving the apartment checkout inspection. This is
no.
to make sure that you're being a human being inspection.
It's more of health and welfare.
They don't want people like college kids on the animal house that are doing crap to their stuff.
Or there's garbage.
Yeah.
And,
that's all. It's health and welfare, and, you know, that's all that is, right?
It's really, and if they catch any drug users,
Like you said, it's relatively clean. You're doing, you know, and if you got COVID, so you can only do what you can do, you're fine. You're fine. That's not what they're not looking. They don't want to
catch there are a lot of boxes in the living room because we have started to pack. So it's very safe. It's against the wall, but there's a lot of boxes.
Yep.
So Yeah. Hopefully they'll just leave us alone and say, okay, bye, have a nice day, and then not give any notices or anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say, come on into my COVID world.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that people are going to do a
– they're going to want to be fast.
They're going to do the quickest walkthrough you've ever seen in your entire life. They're going to get in and get the hell out. And you know what? My ass would be standing there without a mask.
Yeah.
You want to come in here?
Jim is such a
– you want to come into my household?
He's such a rebel.
I told you guys to wait. Couple weeks and you want to, so walk on in.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like coughing and stuff like that.
Jim.
Yeah, I would, because I'm a dickhead. But anyway, well, good luck to you.
Yes,
it shall pass. And I have not heard from Eddie or Kevin at the law office, but you know, it's just a few days before Christmas, so
it is that time of the year.
I think that they would have touched base with me though and say, we're going to check in with you on January 2nd or something, but hopefully if everything will be okay.
A lot of those folks in their business, they feel that no news is good news, and their clients should automatically know that. You know, they don't realize that we get worried as clients. But go ahead. All right. You take care, and keep calling back.
And we're here for you, just for you to have somebody to you can de-stress.
You got that plate of stress. It's gonna collapse. You gotta get it off your chest.
You know, that's what we're here for. Not rainbows and unicorns
time. No, I hunt those.
Both of you are like neighbors to me, and it's very comforting. And God bless you both.
Thank you. And every time we hear that, it makes our entire week because we love doing this.
Oh yeah, and we feel for you and. You're a normal human being, or you wouldn't have all these concerns and feel stressed. So,
yeah, but just try not to worry about everything all at once.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And really, I've got so much going for me. I did choose well in my attorney, and I think I'm getting a teeny tiny bit better every single day. I asked another doctor because my doctor's on vacation. She said, give yourself a month or two to get all your strength back.
Sure. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right?
You know, if you really need to go to an extreme, and this is for everybody, I read this morning and it broke my heart that people over in, I think it's Iran, they're starving to death. You know, wherever it is, whatever Mike had said about the women not being able to go to school, a lot of them have been let go from their jobs.
Oh, Afghanistan and Taliban.
The Taliban. And they don't hardly have any medical care. Babies are dying. Mothers giving birth are basically doing it on the side of the road because they have no, you know, good medical services. Families are eating like bread and water. So I think if we all sometimes feel so overwhelmed with what we're going through, go and look at something that other people are.
Yeah, there's a gazillion other people that would trade places with us in a heartbeat, no matter how bad we think we got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you so much, and things will get better.
Yeah, I will look on the sunny side of the street, and I tend to take things personally. So I've held off on emailing the attorney office.
Sure. You know what you could do? You could send an email, happy holidays.
Yeah.
Can you give me any last minute words before the holidays, right? What?
You poo-pooed me.
Idea, actually. I will do that tomorrow.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And that you look very forward to hearing from them soon. Okay.
Think January is going to be a really great month. And thank you both. You're always very kind and smart and comforting to speak
thank
with.
You. Well, we enjoy you too.
Yeah, we're here to be, you know, we're not like comfort and joy so much like, you know, that kind of thing. But we're here to, you know, we're all in the same boat. Everybody doesn't realize that we're all humans. We're all in the same boat.
That's right.
Everybody thinks that we're all different. We're all in the same damn boat. We're humans.
We've got love is love. Hardship is hardship.
Doesn't matter what country you're in or what nationality you are, or what sexuality you are. We're all in the same boat. Take care, my dear.
Yes. Good luck, and please call us again soon.
Yep, I put her on mute, but she's cool.
All right. Take care, honey.
I had to laugh. We were talking about bills, and I laughed at Mike. He goes, do what I do. Just throw them away. You know what's funny is there's some young folks, really young folks, that think that was a solution.
I know. In fact, listen to this.
Go on. And the one you have, we all have
a long time ago.
Yep.
I lived with a girl that I actually worked with at the hospital. And this girl, this is how she honestly believed a checkbook works. She would write checks, go to the store, write checks. She'd write checks to pay off, you know, whatever bills she had. And she never put any money in the bank. She thought the bank would send you a bill.
Hmm. Well, there's a similar thing in the Navy. A guy thought the other way around. He knew that his paycheck was going to the bank. But he's like, well, I have checks. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I started bouncing, and I come to the superior's like, what the hell are you doing writing all these checks that are bouncing? He goes, you know, what about your bank account? And he goes, what do you mean? I come out. Obviously, I must have enough money. I have all these checks. I was like, wow. Like, did they just yank this, like the boy in the bubble, or did they yank this kid out of a flat rock? Hey, welcome to the Navy and the military adult world. Here's some money. Be an adult with no in-between.
And, well, you know, that's where the gaps are. That needs to have education.
Yeah, he's probably raised on some little farm. He got up every day.
My girl came from a farm.
Okay, you go out now there, Billy Bob, you go out there and you milk the cows, and you come back in, I got some bacon and fritters for you, and you don't worry about anything else and nothing in life. And all of a sudden, she went out in life. You had no, you didn't know a damn thing about anything.
Well, you know, the courts do catch up with you. She received like a bench warrant on passing bad checks.
Oh, yes.
And when she appeared in court, they were saying, here, oh, this one, this is our pity case.
Mm-hmm. If you intentionally write bad checks, that is a crime. If you bounce them by accident, that's not a crime, but it's a financial problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to tell the court, like, why the hell did you write, like, 75 checks? But tell me you didn't mean to intentionally do it. And you really got to convince that judge that you're just a dumbass.
And what, like, Mike's throwing them away, we have what's called here, debt collection. They're called warrants in debt. You end up finding them taped to your front door, served by the sheriff. So I'm wondering how you folks get away with your, if you even do. Because you all seem, remember you were watching that British show with the police?
Oh, it's basically their version of cops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed a lot stiffer on things than we are.
They handle things a lot differently now. Their cops are not armed. They have special armed units that they have to call in if they see that. But their regular police are not armed.
Oh, boy.
They've been that way forever that I can remember. The Bobbies would just beat your ass with their stick back in the old days. Or any gun, they'd whoop your ass with that big freaking they'd club you over the head and drag you out to your house and throw you into your old lady so she could beat you some more. Drag you out of that pub that you were raising hell with.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's happening? Are we done?
No. Yep, all right. Let's see. We've got Mexico. We're all lined up. We're going to go to area code 856. 856 is in New Jersey. Welcome, 856.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
And who are we speaking to?
Hello, Jersey. Hello, Jersey. Well, he might have been holding for a while and then.
Yeah.
Maybe had to run to the bathroom. Let me make sure I got him off. I have them off mute. We'll give him a second or two, and I'll get ready for the next call, and then we'll go back to him. And then we don't have much more time, you know, weekdays like this and stuff going on. All right, we're going to put Jersey back on hold, and we're going to go to 651 Minnesota, 651, land of the snowfall.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hey, real quick, Pat and Chance said hi to us on Facebook.
Oh, hello there, Pat and Chance. Hello.
Hi.
And who's on the phone?
Christiana.
Well, hello, Christiana. Are you enjoying the snow?
It's pretty to look at from inside.
Yeah. At least you can do that. Yeah. So, what brings you to us tonight?
It's a question I've asked before, but I think things have shifted a little bit. I was just wondering what the cards say about when I'm going to move, or if I am.
Are you on a
move? What's the first time frame?
Yeah, are you waiting on a list somewhere?
Yes, more than one, and looking into different apartments and stuff.
Okay. Well, people often don't move in the dead of winter unless they're forced to, or, you know, they're relocating, that kind of thing. So I will check for you, and we'll see if it's going to come up for you soon.
Okay.
Well, I'm a little busy right now.
Okay. All right, I'm laying out your card.
That was a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, dear.
She's wondering if she's going to be moving.
Oh, good.
Soon.
Okay, good question. And do you want to move? Plan to move?
Yeah, she wants to move.
Oh, she wants to move. Okay. Have you like been proactively seeking?
Yes,
and...
she has.
Okay. Then all my questions have been answered. I got nothing left to say. Sorry, I'm doing Facebook stuff. So like half of me here, half of me there, but the two halves don't work well apart.
Like the cards are saying, you just got to be patient. It's coming, but not as quickly as you wish that it would. Okay. And a lot of times that can actually turn out to be good news in the end, because to have it happen too soon could put you in a miserable situation. We're waiting until the timing is right is going to make the situation that much more positive for you. So I leave things to timing myself. You know, like just
timing.
We were supposed to be traveling to Minnesota and changing planes in Chicago. I think it was either tomorrow. And we realized this was a fool's move because we could end up stranded in the hotel, which it was a hotel, in the airport, which is never fun. By the way, do people generally know that they have little rooms to rent that have beds and showers in them? This was news to me.
What are you talking about?
A lot of airports.
Oh.
That you can get, and it's going to be small.
And I bet, knowing airports, they're really cheap.
They're not that bad. They're $40-$50 for the night.
I've never heard of that.
There's a TV, restroom for yourself.
Well, you'd have to plan ahead, but okay.
Yeah, they don't have a whole bunch of them.
Right.
They do have them. So I lived all my life, never knew this. Or that on airplanes.
Yeah, they never had that back in their days. So
no,
don't act like they've always been there.
No, but at some point in time they have. And also I didn't know on the bigger airlines they have places where the stewardesses climb into like a loft and they can sleep there. Like if it's a long flight.
Oh, I suppose one of those international flights, 12-hour flight. I don't know. I've never heard of that, but it is what it is.
And I was just politically incorrect. I call them stewardesses. They are flight attendants,
you know what?
Debbie.
I don't like being politically correct, and I never will.
Oh, so you'd say, hey, stewardess.
Yep.
Okay.
And she goes, I'm a flight attendant. That's what I said, stewardess. Come on over here.
Okay, so just hang in there. I think that right now it would not be a good time, and you know that. But coming up in the first, I might have said around March, because that's when I'm really feeling it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course now, you can take your own, you have personal will. If you are absolutely doggone determined to move, you can find somewhere to move.
It depends on what level of importance it is to you, how far you move it up the ladder of, this is things I got to take action on immediately.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for something affordable, so low income. So
you got to be careful.
It's been a little bit more challenging. Yeah.
It takes more time. Yes, indeed.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. But you're gonna end up in the absolutely right place.
But they're out there, like you said. It's more challenging, and it takes a lot more detective work and digging. Is what it does.
It does.
But they're there.
Yeah.
They just don't jump out
at
you.
I'll get there eventually.
Gosh, right, positive attitude. I like it.
What?
It's a positive attitude. I like it. All right. your
thank you.
Healing card reading is
here.
Achievement is a subject. Take a little time to reflect on what you have achieved to date. It's often easy to forget where you started from and how far you've come. Honor and be grateful for this extraordinary journey that is your life. So some people are like, things are just sucking. And then you can say, well, a lot of these people look back on their life and say, you know, I climbed 3/4 way up a mountain. I'm doing pretty good.
You know, the thing for
not
me
at the top yet,
that would scare the living daylights out of me would be having to go to prison. That's like my lowest low.
That's a pretty easy thing to prevent.
It is, but just being mistaken identity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are few and far between. You remember, the American justice system is we would rather have 9 out of 10 criminals go free than get 1 out of 10 innocent people get convicted, even though it still does happen.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
So
define a perfect system, they do not exist.
So I think if you are in a desperate situation, find what is your bottom, what would just destroy you, and then look at where you are on that scale. I'd be way up here because, you know, I'm not living in a cell. I'm not somebody's bitch.
I am not living under an underpass and going to pee and poop in wet grass in the woods.
One of those brute women picks you out. You're going to serve. You will serve.
I'd fight to the death. I don't care how big that bastard was.
Well, and once you've been selected, I think your life turns into a living hell.
Or it's like, you know what? It's like the bullying thing. You know, bullying's bad, and they pick on people because they pick on the weak ones. But if that weak person stood up and just punched that son of a bitch right in the eye or the nose, those kids in school, they move on to another victim.
I had a boy.
They would move on to another victim.
Yeah, and when you have the big snowbanks and everything, this kid was always picking on me on the walk home. And I would, as we cross the street, you know, it gets all slushy. I turned around and threw his ass into that slush.
Yep.
And he left me alone.
Especially if you do it in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Humiliate him.
And he was a loser anyway.
And
so
they will say, all right, that's not the person. I got to find somebody else to pick on. Yep. All right, anyway.
He's right.
Yep. But, you know, bottom line is you shouldn't have to be in that situation.
We need to.
We got to rock. We're sorry, folks. Thank you so much for your call.
Yes, I have to run.
We got to go. We extended the show. We have other folks. We know we got a lot of Facebookers.
I love all you guys joining us.
We do. I like talking with Mr. Mike and Judy.
Yeah. See, share your feedback with us on that.
Happy holidays to you too, Judy. She would
hopefully
we're going to be on a lot, but if we don't, you know, it's coming soon. Christmas Eve is Saturday.
Yeah.
So if we don't see you, we understand, but we'll be here.
Yep. We're going to be the skeleton crew on Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to do what we do.
Yeah.
We plan on doing something basically a little mini marathon, and then we got to kind of like break it up and tone things down in January.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, well, thank you all so much.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mike Smith. We have a lot of fun chit-chatting.
Oh, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. It's good to have I don't want to call you a token male.
He's not a token. He's a regular.
I would call you a mascot male.
Well, he's like the only guy that comes on a regular basis. So
we get occasional.
Otherwise, on a regular basis. He's the only guy coming around on a regular basis.
I get the feeling he wants to see how dirty we're going to get during the show. That's the feeling I get. He likes dirty talk. You know, spicy.
I don't know. You might be assaulting his character. All right, well, let's go. We got to go. We're saying goodbye to the Blog Talk folks for Facebook folks. We'll be back.
This show is over, big and
I'll be back tomorrow.
She'll be back.
7 p.m. Eastern. Yep. And we will look for you then.
For that.
Take care, everybody.
Word up, dog.
Bye-bye.